and welcome to She's the Problem.
Oh, wait, Kitty, the...
Haven't seen you in a month, baby.
We're back, sweetie. We are so, so excited to be back because there's just so much to talk about. And we had an amazing time overseas. We did a Euro summer for 2 weeks. We got to see France, Spain, and Italy. And truly, it was beautiful. But it was trying times, let me tell you. The people were trying to fuck around and find out.
They were honestly really testing our nerves. And I think it was quite the test for us because we've been telling each other, like, we really need to calm down. Sometimes we'd be popping off, like, real fast. And I was like, you know, we need to work on that. We need to be more calm, cool, collected individuals when, like, things happen. And the way that we were none of the three...
I couldn't do it.
I'm shocked we didn't get in a street fight. That was like how much we were reacting to things.
And honestly, I was hoping for that. I was really hoping that like I got my anger out some way other than just cussing people
truly,
out.
Truly. There were so many things that happened where I just really almost lost my mind. And we're just going to start from the top.
So number one spot, Paris. That was our first stop on the trip. So we go to Montmartre on day 3 in Paris because I want to show my family the church. As you guys know, the reason why we're in this Euro trip is to show my sister and her partner and my niece and nephew all of Europe. So we are super excited. I take them to Montmartre. Rachel has to pee, as Rachel does, every 5 minutes. So me and Clara and Samuel are standing there waiting for Rachel to come out the bathroom. And I noticed these three people come real close to me. It was 2 females and a male. And I'm like, damn, they like... on my back, like they're like a
rubbing
backpack
up on you. Yeah,
super close. And like it wasn't packed to the point where they had to stand so close to me. And let me tell you something, my TikTok for you page is nothing but pickpocket
attenzione pickpocket.
Literally,
for real.
I love those videos and I think they're hilarious.
She stays on like police scanner, like people getting arrested, like just that is her TikTok for you page.
And a lot of funny things too in fashion, yada yada. But I'm like, this is giving bad vibes. And I look at Clara and I'm like, hey, girl, let's go to the other side of the street because these three people right here, bad vibes. And Clara was like, yeah, she was so close to us. And I'm like, yeah. So we go across the street and now I'm making eye contact with them to let them know, I don't know what y'all trying to do.
But I see
you. But I got you locked in right here. And I don't mean to toot my own horn. I've never been wrong about a bad vibe. I feel like
you
I've
really
never
haven't. You
been
have rarely
wrong.
Ever... had a vibe from a person and been wrong.
And the times I've been wrong, I was in denial. I've always known they got bad vibes, but I just didn't listen to my heart. You know that one song, listen to your heart. Anyways, I'm waiting for Rachel, and I guess Rachel was watching this happen from the bathroom.
No, I was checking out because, you know, in Europe you gotta pay your dues to take a piss. So I had to buy a little shot of espresso and a water. And so I'm sitting there trying to drink my espresso and my water, and I'm looking out the front door and I just see Larissa make like her stank face. Like she's like looking at these people and like makes a face. I said, something's going on. So then when I get out there, your family, so like your dad, sister, mom had all just gotten out of the taxi and met you and then our niece and nephew.
Yeah. And I go, y'all be careful. Let's get some pictures here. But those three right there, I'm pretty sure they're pickpockets. So be careful. And of course, Brazilians, I say this jokingly, but it's true. We're like bacterias. We're everywhere. And so this other family that's, I guess, Brazilian was like, oh, they're pickpockets. And I said, girl, yes, I'm pretty sure they are, but I haven't confirmed it.
So then I turn to do something. I see like this little thing I'm looking at. I hear a squeal, a scream. Attenzione, pickpocket! Everyone on the block, bitch, turns and looks. And it was Larissa screaming at the top of her lungs. And it was those same people following this little man. And she straight up had her hand in his bag.
And literally, this is what I thought. Because I could have been wrong. Okay, I could have been very wrong that these people were just... you know,
no,
not
you
pickpocket.
Weren't.
But I could have. And I was real nervous about it. Because you got to say that shit with your chest. And I said it with my whole chest.
Babe, by their response.
No, that's what I was going to say. Like, when I said that, everyone is looking to find the pickpocket. They're not looking necessarily at me. They're looking to see like, oh shit, is my bag
no,
good?
No, every single person there is going like this, like looking around. And then there's those three just like those frozen in time.
No, they look at me. Immediately they look at me.
And like with anger.
Anger, just pissed. And like immediately freezes and moves her hand. Because this is the thing, you got to watch out for pickpockets. They always in groups, And they have book bags and a little scarf to hide the movements, you know, that they're doing with their hands. And I'm so sad because the old man didn't look back. So he probably wasn't even paying attention and for sure got his shit stolen. So I see that. I'm feeling like shaky. I'm like empowered. I'm like, yeah, that's my good service for today. And we keep it pushing. That's like the first thing that I'm like, dang, that's crazy. I've never witnessed in person. And I'm like, and of course this would happen like the first time my sister's in Europe. But I'm like, keep it pushing, y'all. Just another Monday. So we're about 2 blocks away from where this whole interaction happened.
And it's also like 30, 45 minutes later. Like not in the same moment at all.
Down the street, bitch, comes the man and these two ladies from the pickpocket. You know, and I go, oh, look who it is.
Larissa is straight up antagonizing them. As he's walking past, he like gives her a face and she's like, yeah, stop stealing. Go get a job. She just starts yelling at him and he gets fucking pissed. And he's like, he starts taking his purse off, like his little bag and his jacket. And I'm like, oh, he's trying to fight you.
No. And not only that, the woman is walking by real close to me and she like spits on the ground, which thank God. It was God looking out. If she spit anywhere near me,
I'm going to jail.
I will beat a bitch. I'll die. I'll fucking die. And honestly, I'll die fighting because obviously my fear with these pickpocket people is if they have a knife. If we're throwing hands, I'm going to go down. I'm going to go crazy throwing them hands. But the knife is the problem. Guns, I know they don't really got, but knives, I know they do for sure carry them. Yeah. So at this point when I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, I see you, like stop doing all that shit. Everybody's cussing everybody. And my dad decides this is a time he needs to step in. And if you know my dad, the most metro man in the world, he is not a fighter. But for some reason he felt, you know, real confident. So he goes, just keep walking, or just says something like, keep going. Why are you talking to my daughter? And the guy's like, oh, I can't fight the girl, but I'll fight you. So I said to my dad in Portuguese, I said, Dad, if you're not going to fight him, just keep, let him go. You know, let the man go. So at this point, I'm just like, what the fuck? And of course, the kids are like, what is going on? And we all had umbrellas. And I'm like, this is what we're going to do if they are waiting for us. Because now my mom's freaked out. My mom's like, what if they followed us all the way here?
Well, yeah, because he walked up the top of the hill and he just like stood there menacingly, like staring at us. Like you could tell it pissed him off, like her talking to him, him talking to her. And he wanted to do something about
it. No, and actually, I forgot, whenever he like came real close to us, I said, oh, perfect. Policia. You know, because everybody know what policia means. Everybody know police means police. I said, let me record you real quick. You want to be acting so tough? Let me put you on the fucking, you know, TikTok. I felt like those Karens. I'm like, oh, you want to record me? And I started, you know, I should have, but I didn't. But in the moment, like, I just wanted to scare him off because I'm like, why are you pressing on me? You are the one that's a thief. You mad at me? What? Get a job. And then nobody else is going to tell you what to do. That's our first interaction. It was the pickpocket. Attenzione. I actually strongly believe the woman put a curse on me because I got super sick that day.
Yo, Rachel thinks it's a joke. We went to lunch. I didn't think it was a joke, but it was just like so funny because if y'all know Larissa, she is very dramatic when she gets
no,
sick.
No, I'm not.
Babe, be for real. Yes, whatever. You are. We go back to the hotel and we go to lunch and we're at lunch. She starts feeling sick, validly so, you know, whatever. So she goes back to the hotel while everyone else is out shopping, doing shit. And I come back, I check on her and she's like, you're like, babe, that lady put a curse on me.
Y'all, I'm not dramatic, but I know.
And I was like, oh, are you sure you're okay? She's like, no, I think she really did. Like, I think she really took me out.
Rachel, I know bad spirits when I see one, and I'm telling you, she was wishing down upon my soul. She was casting some spells on me.
I don't doubt it, but it was just so funny.
It was so bad, and you know what's crazy?
And then you're like, bring me a pizza, by the way.
No, whatever. The pizza was already coming. I had to leave in the middle of lunch. That's how sick I felt. And I kept thinking of that dumbass bitch. And my mom got the same feeling. She said, I think Larissa was cursed by that woman. So if it's true or not, me and my mother both felt it. And if a mother felt it, you know it's real.
Anyways, so after these shenanigans, we had a blast in Paris. It was fun, short, sweet, cute, left. We get on the plane to go to Spain. I want to sue the flight system in Europe. If I could just like fight whoever decided on how to do everything, I really would, because the way that they have everything set up, I mean, start to finish is terrible.
The beginning of it at all, just to give you an idea, we're trying to make the most of our time. So our flights are like 6 a.m. flights. So we're having to be at the airport with 8 people at 4 a.m. We're there that early. So we're obviously very tired. It's been a long couple of days. The part that drives me nuts about the way Europeans do their stuff. Let's start off with your suitcases. You got what? A piece of paper in that bag?
I swear to God. Tiny. They travel with, it's a briefcase. I'm like, you have one singular pair of pants and one underwear in there.
That's it.
There's no space for anything else. Not a shoe.
I'm starting to realize,
not
though,
a toiletry. Nothing.
I'm starting to realize they check their bags.
They have to.
Because of the shit that the airlines be putting you through. Because tell me why we get the first class thing, which is not even first class, girl. It doesn't even lean back the seat. No TV, no nothing. But we get the first one so we can get our carry-ons to be oversized. Scan our ticket and then they put you on hold. And then once you get through the gate, then they put you on hold for a second time. And then they give you the whoopah stairs. We got stairs to go down.
Spiral stairs down to a bus. So everybody who has a child, or if they're old, or if you have multiple bags, is basically just falling down the stairs. Everyone's dropping shit. The kids are crying, whatever. You get on this cramped ass bus. And we're thinking, oh, okay, we scanned our boarding pass first. So, like, we're going to get out of the bus first.
I'm not thinking that, Rich.
I was. I'm like, oh, okay, we paid for first class. So, surely we get out of the thing first.
I knew the moment we got the bus, it was a zoo and an animal.
No. Like, so, then the doors open on the bus and you walk up fucking steps into the plane, which is already just, like, lawsuit. Because every single
person. In America,
oh, my God. People falling down the stairs, can't get up the stairs, whatever. So, we all, you know, take the bags up the steps. As we get on the plane, because they didn't let us get off the bus first, all the people that got on the plane put their bags where our bags were supposed to be, in our overhead.
I can't imagine if you are like a single mother with two kids and you have a stroller.
Impossible.
I don't know how you travel.
But anyways, we get on the plane.
I'm just saying, 1 second. If I'm in America, girl, the way I would fall back and say, get my money, I would fall back immediately. I knew in Europe they wouldn't do a damn thing, but if I'm here, I'm going, oh, it's your day. Busting down those stairs. I'm getting my paper. What? I'm literally.
Shit. Anyway, so we get on the plane. We have her mom, double hip replacement, two kids. Each kid has a suitcase and a backpack, plus all the adults have suitcase, backpack. So we get on, take the flight, whatever. As we are getting off of the flight, I stand up as soon as the little ding happens, because I'm like, oh shit, you know, we have to get all our bags, which are four or five seats back, and bring them forward before everyone stands up. Otherwise, we can't deboard. So me and Larissa hop up. She runs back. She's handing the bags to me one after the other. I'm feeding them forward, putting them down, because like I said, we got to get Granny and the kids off the freaking
Don't call my mom a granny.
She's a granny. So then she's handing
my
mom hot. She's handing me the bags. And then this man stands up that was like in the row in the middle. And it's not even his turn to go yet. It's not like, oh, we're next and like we're holding
no,
up the
plane. No, the plane hasn't even opened the doors to get out.
No. So we're just trying to be efficient to make sure no one's waiting on us. So he stands up and Larissa now has like the last two bags and they're the big bags. And I'm standing there and I said like, oh, excuse me. Like she has to come back up here. And he goes, no. And Larissa's behind him and I said, oh no. And he's like, no. And I said, sir, and I know he didn't know a damn word I was saying. I said, sir, I will stand here all day. The police can come take me off of this freaking plane. I will not let you through. If you're not going to let her through, I'm going to ruin your day. I'm going to ruin everyone's day on this plane. Because something about a man standing there telling you no when it's just like a minor. First of all, your bitch ass should be helping us get the bags.
Period.
Like what? That made me so mad. I literally was like, I'll go to jail. That's fine. I'll go to jail.
And I
right
kept
now.
Looking at Rachel. I'm like, Rach, because he's responding.
Oh, and
to
I didn't
her.
Care. I did not care. I was literally like, I will chest bump you. First of all, I was a foot taller than this man. And I was like, I will literally box you out football style and you will go nowhere off this fucking plane. Nobody else will either. If you don't move your little bitch ass out of the way.
You okay?
No, that made me so fucking mad. Like, it literally, I was like, I'm going to have to take a Xanax. Like when we got off the plane, I was like, I don't even take pills. I'm going to have to find a pill to regulate my blood pressure because of how mad it made me. I was like, I'm going to punt his little ass down the stairs.
And so I just tell Rach, I said, baby, go ahead. Like, I'll wait for like, this Ooh. Man is obviously like not going to move. Just go and I'll figure it out. And he's responding to her the entire time in Spanish because we're landing in Spain. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he didn't think I spoke that Spanish, but I looked back at him or in front of me because he was in front of me blocking my way. And I literally started pushing my bags. And I said, let me tell you something. You're fucking rude. I said, I don't know why you think I'm trying to be an inconvenience. I'm just trying to get the bags to the front. The plane hasn't even started moving. it's not even your turn, motherfucker.
And I was literally telling him, I said, we have her. We have to help get down the stairs. You can't get down if you don't let her through, because we have to carry all these bags for them. They can't carry the bags.
So, bitch, you know what I did? I started pushing my little roller bags onto this man's legs until he finally figured out.
Sure. I was ready to push him in the seat. I was waiting for you to give me the eyes. And I was like,
no, I gave you the eyes to baby go, because I just, I know if we're both heated, it's over for you bitches. If we're both in a mood to go crazy, we're going to jail.
I was ready to go.
So I was trying to keep my baby calm, cool, and collective.
That actually got me really heated.
I know. I saw you getting heated a little bit.
I had to calm down a little bit.
And that's like the second experience we had. Truly, Europeans, when it comes to flying, we got to do better. The flight thing is not working. I do appreciate the fact that I do open the front and the back sometimes to let you off the plane. But what's the point of doing that if we just got to go downstairs? I don't know how my sister did it, because she also didn't want to follow the instructions I was telling her. Like, girl, when it starts boarding, immediately try to get in the front. She was by herself a lot of the times with all the four bags. So honestly, I don't know how she did it. And a lot of the times I did see her cry a couple of times when she was coming down those steps, because it really is.
No, it's overstimulating.
Awful.
It's really awful, overstimulating. Awful. I mean, obviously, you saw how mad I just got. It really made me.
No, I'm worried that pissed. Like, we might fight after this. That's how mad you are. Are you okay?
Why would I fight with you? No, it's just, it's really something about someone who's just being rude and like.
And think they're in the right.
And think that they're in the right. It's like, obviously, we are all trying to get our bags. You're just making something that's simple, like, harder. And like, if it was you, dumb fuck, I would have got your bag for you. I always do that. If I stand up on a plane and I see that someone in front of me is like, crap, my bag's like three rows back, I will get your bag. Like, don't be rude.
No, bad just karma. Bad karma, bad vibes.
I wish you're bald.
I hope his day was so bad. And I told him that. I said, I hope you have a really bad day.
Went bald.
I said, you have a really bad day. He was already bald, and that's why he's just mad at the world. 5 foot tall, just real mad. That's on Spain. We also had a man try to grab my niece and take a picture with her. And I had to cuss his ass out too. So crazy. Just like crazy little things that happened that made no sense. And I thought, Rachel, we're getting punked. I couldn't believe that all of this is happening. And everyone there feels the same way. My family's like, what is happening? Why is all these weird, shitty stuff happening to us?
And I don't know if it was because it's like every time we go, it's typically for work. And so it's not peak summer. Like, that's just, we always work in like the fall or the spring. And so there's just never that many people there. I kind of figured that was going to be the case, but good God.
I think also too, we normally, it's just you and me. So it's exactly. A lot easier to travel. And then Rachel and I, if we're taking you somewhere that we love, we're going to like show you and like do the best we can to like make sure you have a good time. Mm-hmm. So we're also being very overprotective of our people and making sure they're getting out of the plane. And like, we're obviously very helpful. So I feel like that's another thing too. When you travel with family, it's like you want to stick to your group and want to make sure that they are taken care of as well. So that happens in Spain. Spain is done. What else happened? Oh, girl. Wait a minute. Now, wait a damn minute.
So we get to Italy, and one of the craziest things that's ever happened to me happens. We're in like a little beach town. We are in a museum that is like an open air. It's a garden, literally.
It's like an exotic garden.
Yeah. So you're on a mountaintop. It's literally a cliff. And there's these pathways and whatever, vegetation. And there's absolutely no way to be in front of anyone unless you could float off the fucking cliff. So there's like this little pathway. There's this man and he's standing with his boyfriend and they're like taking a picture or a video of whatever it is, the ocean. And me and Larissa were beefing because, you know, you traveling with eight people and we're hosting.
At this point, we're week one into the trip. So it's like, damn.
We're beefing. So she's pissed at me about whatever. She walks up to the top and she has our nephew. And then I'm with our niece, my sister-in-law, and my mother-in-law and her partner. And we're all standing at the bottom. And they were like, oh, Rachel, will you take a picture of us like on the edge here? And I was like, absolutely. So the guy's taking his video. Not a picture with someone. He's literally just going like this, like videoing out. And I'm like waiting. I'm standing on a bench, like further back, just waiting for him to be done so that like, you know, we can move in. Nowhere near him, not in his way. So he turns around and English definitely wasn't his first language, but you know, he said it like, you know, when someone says something in English because they want you to hear it. So he like turns around and he's like, wow, glad I got you guys talking in my video. But he says it to his boyfriend, like, oh, glad I got them talking in my video. That's what he said. And I'm standing up on the bench. I'm already My nerves are fucking shot. I'm feeling confrontational because I'm standing up on the thing and I'm like, excuse me, what? And he's like, oh, I'm glad you guys were talking in my video. And I said, are you for real? I was like, wow, that is the most entitled thing I've ever heard anyone say. We're talking in your video. You're in public, dumbass. And he's just like, looks at me and he's like, oh yeah, well, typical fucking American. You're so selfish and entitled. I said, do you want to take your video again? Because you can and we'll be quiet for you, even though we're in a public museum and that's insane, but you know, whatever. And your sister said the same thing. She was like, you can take the video again. And I said, or you can mute the video, or you can put music on the video, or you can do any millions of other things. And he's like, oh, would you like if I got in your picture? And like my family's standing in front of me and I have like the camera like this waiting for them to get their picture. And he's already like halfway up the steps, like beside me. And he's like, oh, would you like if I got in your picture? And he comes back down and like stands in front of me. I said, totally fine. And I just start taking a million photos of him. And I was like, here, you give me your email. I'll send it to you. And he's like, oh, real fucking cute, cunt. And I said, oh, okay. And he starts walking up the steps. And I'm like, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard, that you want people to not talk in public. And he's like, oh, whatever, bitch. And I said, okay, little asshole, go on.
No, you cussed him out. You called him a bitch. Because I remember I'm up there and I just hear my sister go, is this real life? And then I hear you going something about a bitch.
Well, yeah, he called me a bitch. And then I was like, okay, little bitch. Like we were just cussing each other out.
And so I go, I looked at my sister because we make eye contact. I said, is that man cussing at Rachel? And my sister knows me. And she goes, oh, don't worry about it. I said, is that man cussing at Rachel? And at that point, I hear Rachel say something about the video. And then he comes up to where Samuel and I are standing and is talking to his boyfriend, not in English. And I see his little phone. And I literally look at him. I said, bitch, not you with your iPhone 3 trying to get a fucking video. And he just looks at me and like walks up.
It was
what is happening? Crazy. I'm like, why do you think, first of all, if you want to talk about America's being entitled, sweetie, you're doing us very well then, because you were so entitled.
But the craziest part is like, I am a photographer for a living. I take pictures as a job. And even whenever I am taking pictures of someone's wedding or a couple in public, I would never in my right mind expect the public to not be in the way. I'm in their way. I'm doing something that is abnormal for the current circumstance.
That's the crazy part, though. You weren't even in the way.
No,
I
know.
If you had gotten the video and like, you know, that's okay, whatever. You could have been like, oh, shit, my bad.
Yeah, like if I walk in front of someone and I see they're taking a picture or whatever, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. And like, I'll offer to take the picture for them, like on their phone or whatever. But it was like, we're behind you. We're not in your video. Like, you're mad at people for speaking. And that is just, to me, like so absurd. If you just can't exist in a public space and think that other people can exist there too is
and to
nuts.
Be honest, a man that thinks it's okay to call a woman a bitch or a cunt, first of all, I know your dick's small because you got bad juju. Like, you really, what makes you think it's okay to cuss, first of all, anybody
that
out?
That's crazy.
But don't call somebody a bitch when you are acting like a bitch.
No. Mm-mm. It was both times and both dudes. It was almost like, because I have this thing where it's like, I'm chill until someone like crosses that line or like says something or calls me a name. I just go full psychopath. Like, I really do have like, I see red. I told him to jump off the cliff.
I think God knew what he was doing again, because God is so good. If I was anywhere near that situation, I would have been arrested for pushing him off the cliff. For sure. There's a saying in Portuguese and it's so true. God do not be giving snakes no wing, because if he did, that bitch would be too powerful. And that's how I feel about that, because if I heard him say some shit to Rachel, it would have been over for you bitches.
No,
and I mean that with everything in my heart. It ended up being a very funny inside joke the entire trip. Every time someone was taking a video or a picture, everybody would be like, okay, silence please, like I'm gonna do a video. And it became like a moment that we'll probably remember and laugh, but yeah, it was just wild, the entitlement from this man.
I just also feel like the whole trip was like the equivalent to me, because my brother always makes fun of me. He calls me like a violent pacifist, and that is very true for me. But it was like the equivalent of road rage, but for human interactions. And I felt like I kept being like, I'm a peaceful person. I need to recenter, because I was feeling so violent.
Truly, it was wild.
Like, so quickly, these people had me so mad that I was like, I need to like I need to work on something because I'm like letting loose way too fast.
And I realized too, the problem is also us a little bit. Not in those scenarios. Like that's the thing about me. If I'm in the wrong, I will still go crazy a little bit, but
none of those situations we were even slightly.
What I was going to say, like I can go crazy, but if I'm in the wrong, like I'm going to pipe it down and realize, ah, damn, I probably shouldn't have done that. Cause I also was kind of low key wrong. Mm. But in those moments, I did not feel in any shape or form I was wrong. No. I wasn't wrong for calling out the fact that you pickpocket. You weren't wrong for telling the man to go fuck off because you were, you know, taking a picture and he's worried about the sound you guys are making in the background. Mm-hmm. It's just wild. Let's talk about a few things that we loved. Mm-hmm. What would you say was like your favorite memory from the whole trip?
Oh, I know what it is. There was one night that we were in Spain and we were going to go get dinner and like not everyone wanted to go. And so it was just me, you, your mom. And then Clara was like, oh, I want to go to dinner with you guys. And we were like, well, we're going to like a sushi place. Like there's probably not going to be any kids food there. And I was like, but we could get you pizza and then you can come with us. And your sister asked her, she's like, what are you going to do there if you're not eating? And it's, everyone else is eating. She's like, well, I just really want to go because I'm going to miss them when they leave. And I just want to spend time with them. I literally shed a tear. And then she came there. I took a picture of it because I thought it was so special. And we like go to the restaurant and she was just like sitting there in her little dress. And she asked me what to wear. She was like, what does the restaurant look like so I know what to wear?
Oh.
It just like ripped my heart out. Like they're at that age now where like I feel like the last time we left or they left, they didn't like fully comprehend that they were going to miss us when they left for Brazil. And now that they've been there for longer and like we went and visited and we left, and it's like they've kind of started to understand that feeling of sadness when we leave. And so they just say like the sweetest things where they're just so present and they're very like conscious of like the fact that they're going to not see us for a minute. And
they it comprehend just breaks time.
My heart.
I remember as a kid finally understanding how long a year was.
Yeah.
And how long time really was, because obviously my parents moved to America. And so I knew I wasn't going to see my parents for 2 years.
Yeah.
That's what they said. Like, we're going to be gone for 2 years. So I feel like Clara and Sam are at that age now and they've experienced time. Mm-hmm. They know like, oh, I won't see them for another 6 months now.
Yeah.
You know, so definitely that was so sweet and so special. I feel like.
Oh, and then also Samuel riding bikes with you in that video. That was so sweet. He's like, the buildings are beautiful, like my Maji.
He loves me and I love that boy so much. There was just so many beautiful moments too. Like none of this is to say the trip was bad or that. Like these moments ended up being funny things we look back and laugh. Obviously in the moment we did not laugh. We definitely actually cussed people out. But it was a wonderful trip. My favorite was just spending time with the kids, being with my sister, being with my parents. There's just something so, so special about seeing people that you love enjoy something that you do all the time. You know what I mean? Like
it's like bringing them into your world. Exactly. That's how I felt when we took my mom to Europe. It's like something that we have done over and over again. And it's almost like so, it's like this little bubble that only you and I experience. Mm-hmm. And so when we get to bring like a friend or a parent or a family member into that and they get to like feel and see what our daily life feels like in those moments, it just feels so like intimate and special.
My sister's partner made a comment. She goes, oh, I see why you like vintage stuff. And I'm like, well, yeah, like look around like Paris, you know, like in the buildings. And she was like, oh, this reminds me of your house.
Yes.
And that was like a big compliment. I said, period. But it is. It's just something so special about traveling overseas. And honestly, I wish the shenanigans was over when we got to America. But no, it wasn't.
It sure was not.
Now, landing in America when you come from overseas for 2 weeks is the greatest feeling in the world. Okay, you're home, you know that you're that close to like finally resting. So I am like not even patriotic, bitch. I come in, I salute the flag. You know, I'm like, hey, we got ice, AC, I'm ready. And of course, it always is some bullshit with airports when you land overseas. They make the gate for your connecting flight 7 business days away.
Yeah, why?
It's like a whole different terminal so far, which whatever. It is what it is. I don't care. We are in the, what do you call those? They're not escalators. What would
it's
you
like
call
an
them?
Escalator for walking faster. You know, yeah, the you ones that are know. Like on the ground so that you can walk faster.
Yeah.
We're going fast because we have 30 minutes to go back through security again. And as we're going, also mind you, every single time we go through security, my camera bag gets pulled. So it's always like, we have got to have good time. So we're going fast. There is a woman leaning to the right on the part where you stand, and she's like eating a sandwich. And then there's a man on the left, and there's one person ahead of us, and they get to them, and the guy moves out of the way, and they keep going. So then we're like running up. And the guy has like now taken his bags and like spread out. So he like boxed out the whole little walkway. And I got up close to him and I was like, oh, excuse me. And he just like stands there and doesn't say anything. And I was like, oh, excuse me, sir. Like, so nice. Didn't touch him. Wasn't near him. Just said that. And then the lady turns and looks at me.
First of all, she takes a bite of her sandwich.
Yeah, she has like her sandwich in her mouth. She turns and looks at me and she's like, this isn't for walking. Screams at me. She's like, if you want to walk, you're supposed to go in the middle. This is for standing. Blah, blah, blah. And I said, ma'am, there's a sign literally above you as big as a car that says stand on the right, walk on the left. And then the guy goes like this and flicks me off. And then
doesn't
Larissa,
turn around. He just goes like this. And I... Well, yet again, it's all red, baby. And I said, oh, okay, big bitch. I got it. You don't want to move. That's fine. Go ahead and stand there. We got all day for you. And he's just like, fuck you. And I'm like, no, fuck you. I'm like, you're entitled little piece of shit. And he's saying a bunch of things. She's cussing me out. Then she's cussing Rachel out. And he goes, she is crippled, or says she's disabled. Yeah, I don't know if you've
said this. No. He goes, she's handicapped. And I said, that's totally fine, but you're not. Why are you blocking the whole thing? Like, why can't both of you stand over on the right side?
She was no handicap.
We don't know if she was handicapped.
No, unless I'm really dumb, she wasn't handicapped, Rich. The way she was behaving.
Babe, you never know.
First of all, I do know because I watched her get off the little thing and she walked just fine. She was walking fine, pushing both bags, matter of fact. So if you're disabled...
Who knows?
Who knows what she was, but it's the craziest thing. They didn't move. And we stood there and we waited until...
And it was like a...
just crazy. Like, what?
It was...
But do you see what I'm saying?
Truly.
Lord knows I try.
No.
I try, but I'm not... No Jesus, honey. I'm going to say what I say.
I feel like when we got back from this trip, like when we got home and got back into our like little peaceful place, I was like, listen, we got to work on ourselves.
No, girl.
Because we were raging out.
I wrote a whole prayer. I literally got on my notes. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what I said on my notes. I want to release anger in any type of animosity people are having towards me. Let me be in peace.
No.
Amen.
For real. Like, it wasn't healthy. There was moments on the trip where I said, I'm about to turn into my father's daughter.
No, I became my daddy.
I'm about to rage out. That was not cute.
It was not cute.
Overall, we truly had so much fun.
I know it don't sound like it.
It was a test of patience and character. And I do think we had some inner workings to.
No, I've learned my lesson.
The things that we get upset about, I provide those to other people too. Like, I expect the same from myself.
I'm not expecting anything unrealistic from people. I am truly just trying to get from A to B, just like everybody else. And if we all work together as a team, we would do it 10 times faster and 10 times better.
Exactly.
Are we entitled? Maybe. But was I entitled in any of those situations? No. If God replays this in a movie when I get to heaven, I'm going to look at him and say, I said what I said. I did what I did.
Period.
And honestly, I'd do it again. Like, I probably wouldn't have cussed out. No, actually, I would have cussed out everybody I did.
You know what it is, though? I like to provide the same energy I'm being given.
100%.
That is my toxic trait. If you're being sassy to me, I'm going to be sassier. If you're doing this, I'm going to do it back.
But
I like to be people's mirror. So it's like when someone is acting ugly, I'm like, oh, you want to see ugly? That was literally how I felt when that man said that. No. I said, oh, perfect. And it was like, crazy. Like, just came over
100%.
Me.
I agree with you, baby. So yeah, guys, we had a little bit of rage, a lot of fun, and really good memories that none of those people are going to ruin.
No tarnishing here.
And we loved it. We're home now. I can't wait to settle back in to talking to you guys once a week. I feel like next episode, I really do want to dive deeper into some personal topics like boundaries and our partnership and the things we have learned over the years, because I feel like we're at a place where we have learned a lot, and I would have loved to have heard these experiences when we were going through it, mm-hmm. because it does feel so lonely when you're going through them. So that's just a sneak peek for next week. We love you. We're so grateful for you. And hasta la vista, baby.
See you next week.